In this modern day of atom bombs, TV dinners, and stone the embassy demonstrations, we often forget the gentler arts and pastimes. Tonight on Meet Your Neighbor, it's a real pleasure to introduce Webley Hemmingspoon, 78 years young, a student of ornithology and president of the Mudlake Birdwatchers. Good evening, Webley.
Well, yes, but it really isn't a good evening, you know. For bird watching, it's much too windy and it's a bit overcast.
You really love our feathered friends, don't you, Webley?
Oh, you've got to love them. Otherwise, it would be pretty silly to get up at 3 a.m, drive 110 miles, walk in 8 miles more, and scale a sheer 200-foot cliff just to see the first club-nosed frog wallopers come flying in, wouldn't it, huh?
Yes. Yes. Webley, I couldn't help noticing your outfit there. The binoculars, the camera, gum-soled sneakers, a folding seat cane.
Well, yes. This is the typical uniform of the bird watcher, suitable for this time of year.
But what's in that toolkit there on your belt?
Well, in order to watch the birds, you've got to go where the birds are, don't you? Well, we have a complete kit here, a snake bite kit, muskrat repellent, bullfighting cape, quicksand detector, barbed wire cutters, paintbrush for altering no trespassing signs, and a complete list of sympathetic attorneys.
Webley, you make it sound pretty dangerous.
It's like we say. There's no room in our organization for a chicken bird watcher.
Well, Webley...
Hark!
What?
Hark! That's a word we bird watchers use often. It means shut up a minute, I think I heard something.
I didn't hear a thing.
Well, yes, I did. It sounded very unusual. It sounded like the feeding call of the night-flying blue-tailed swamp stomper. Very unusual this far south.
I didn't hear anything.
The night-flying blue-tailed swamp stomper, also known as Nockney's blue bat catcher, has a call, well... something like an electric fan with a dry bearing.
Well, as a matter of fact, we do have a noisy fan in the air conditioner.
Well, perhaps. Have you checked for a blue-tailed swamp stomper?
Well, we've never been bothered that way. I mean, wouldn't it be a little unusual this far north?
South.
South.
Yes, that's true. Could we go through the pictures now? I brought my complete illustrated encyclopedia of North American birds.
Well, Webley, see, we're on radio.
Oh, I realize they couldn't see. But perhaps from your exclamations of breathless delight, they could get an idea.
Well, I'm afraid...
First, here's Anderson's red-knuckled nuthatch, also known as the lead-pipe finch. We see it here in its summer plumage, resembling a cream-colored basket weave seersucker with a red velvet cummerbund.
Webley,
What?
What was that?
I'm sure that was a night-flying blue-tailed swamp stomper. Do you have a screwdriver
on
you?
Well, I think so, but what?
There's a bird in that air conditioner. I'll just get this cover off.
Webley,
here.
Don't!
Don't try to stop me. It's for the birds.
Wait, no! Webley! Well, I tried to tell him that was the laundry chute. But our thanks to the late Webley Hemmingspoon for being our guest tonight on Meet Your Neighbor.
The All-American Tiger Teams on Kissin' Radio.